Amen. Well, let's continue to remember Sister Wall that she would get feeling better. God bless you, Brother Wall, as you come and speak for us tonight. Amen.
Amen. Wow. What talent. What talent. Amen.
That is a blessing beyond measure.
And you guys are loaded with it. You just, I mean, about 90% of you play some kind of an instrument. That's fantastic. I've only got one instrument that I can play, and I either pick it or blow it, and that's my nose. Amen. So I'm sorry. I just don't have the talent that you guys have got. You guys are just good. Amen. I was talking to Pastor this afternoon, and we were talking about the well drilling. And one thing that I always did when I would drill a well, I would go back, and we would have a dedication service to dedicate the well to God. That the water would help the health of the community and be a blessing to passers-by that could stop and get a drink of water. And before we dedicated the pump, I'd always preach a message to the people after we finished drilling. And so preacher and I was talking, he kind of reminded me of what I used to do, amen? And so I thought maybe tonight I would just act like I was in Haiti and I would preach you the message that I preach for each one of the wells that I would drill. So if you'll turn with me to John chapter 6 and verse 35. That's page 986, if you got the right Bible. In John chapter 6, verse 35, he said, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Father, the few minutes that I have, I pray you would bless your people, challenge your people, and help us all to be faithful and have an attitude of keep on keeping on till you call us home. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I titled my message, L'eau la vie. L'eau la vie. Li même qui que sous moi? Oh, I'm not in Haiti, am I? Okay. The water of life. Amen. The water of life. He that believeth on me shall never thirst, Jesus said. And Christ had many things to say to dry, thirsty souls around him about the water of life. And in John's gospel, there are three very distinct occasions that I use to speak to my people in Haiti about that. And the first one, John chapter 3 and verse 5. John chapter 3 and verse 5. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Here the water of life is linked to the work of God the Father in our new birth. And notice that in verse 3, born again equals the same thing as born from above. Here's the water of life in its source. It comes from God. It's not man manufactured or flesh generated. And if I was in Haiti, I would tell them that this well was put here by man. And because it's put here by man, the day will come, it will fail. And it'll need repair. But the water of life that the Lord Jesus Christ gives will never, ever fail. And except He gives it to us, we can never be born from above. Its origin is in the being of the everlasting God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two is water from God the Son. And He said in John chapter 4 and verse 14, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." And here we see the gifting of the water of life, the living water from God the Son. This water does not come from God, but rather rises up to God in relationship to our birth by God the Father. The water of life is emphasized with regard to its source. Everybody is looking for some kind of source. Now, Brother Reese and his family are getting ready to go soon to Papua New Guinea. When he gets there, he'll find that they're doing all kind of things, believing that they are pleasing God. We have a man, and I'm a little bit reluctant to call him a man, but because he is of the male species, I will call him a man. His name is Barbecue. And Barbecue gets his name because he burns his victims. If he's got somebody he doesn't like, he treats them to within a few breaths of life. And just so they can feel the pain, then he douses them with diesel fuel and sets them on fire and literally barbecues them alive. He was the same man that instigated the kidnapping of the 17 Mennonites that you will remember reading about or watching on the television or whatever, but you know who I'm talking about. And he believes that he is the deliverer of Haiti. And so he thinks that the way to please God is by what he calls cleaning Haiti of certain people. But people search for God in all different kind of ways. But you and I know there's only one way to please God. And that way is by the Word of God. Amen. And in relationship to the water of life, that's been given by God the Son, the emphasis is upon its spring. He says, is springing up into everlasting life. We should not be spongers soaking in, but rather we should be springs sprouting out to others that they might also receive that water. And here is the water rising to its own level and going back to God. And then there is the water from God, the Holy Spirit. And we find that in John chapter 7. John chapter 7. And sometimes people get scared of talking about the Holy Spirit. As I said this morning, I am Baptist, okay? And I will die a Baptist. I'm not ashamed of being a Baptist. I'm ashamed of a lot of Baptists, but I'm not ashamed of being a Baptist. And you and I know without the help of God the Holy Spirit in our daily lives, we would be an utter failure. And so, in John chapter 7, verses 38 and 39, we read these words, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." And then you got the parentheses. "But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." Here we have the giving of the water of life by the Holy Spirit. This water flows out from God to others. Hey, when you stop thinking about it, you can't even believe in Jesus Christ without the help of the Holy Spirit. He's the one that draws you and I to Jesus Christ. We cannot do anything to glorify God except what the Holy Spirit does through our lives. You know, you're not supposed to tear these up, are you? Okay, let's try section 2 and see what happens. Amen? The Holy Spirit, he's the one that takes our murmuring as to what we try to do when we try to pray. But my Bible says that we don't know what to pray as we should. The Holy Spirit takes what we pray, and he takes it to the Father, and he says, this is what he's wanting to get across to you. Would you do so and so? It's the Holy Spirit. And he's the one that gives us joy. I'm going to tell you, Brother Steve sang about the Holy Spirit this morning. And I thought I was going to get raptured right there this morning. God's Spirit really spoke to me, and the Comforter has come. And I could have almost run outside and done a couple laps and come back in. That really blessed my soul. because realize that not only did God reconcile me to Himself, but then gave me the ministry of reconciliation, then gave me the word of reconciliation, and He punctured it all by the power of His Spirit. And I could go on and on. But here we have the giving of the water of life by the Holy Spirit. This water flows out from God to others. Rivers of living water. The emphasis in this relationship of the Holy Spirit is upon the water's strength. What a force is behind these rivers. All the omnipotence of the Godhead, no devil in hell can stop this flood. And when you realize you that went out today, you went to the different rest homes to be a witness, it's God's Spirit that spoke to the people. And if you just realize when you go out or when you witness to someone, remember, you're the voice, but the Spirit is the power. And you can drink all the water that you want, but unless you drink of the water of the Spirit of life, you have nothing. And I tell my people in Haiti, this water may or may not last a long time. But the water of life that God gives has no end. And it's amazing what we can do when we realize where our power comes from. It doesn't come from within us, but it does come from above. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Hey, I am the life. I am the truth. I am the way." I don't know how it happened, folks, but in Pion, we have 3 temples for Muslims. Something I never, ever would have believed would have happened in Haiti. We only have primarily Roman Catholics, Baptists. We have 1 Jehovah Witness. And we have 1 Church of Christ. In all Pion. And these are people that claim, other than the Jehovah Witness, that salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And why in the world a group of people would come preaching a false doctrine that'll damn somebody to hell is beyond my wildest idea. I don't know. But we have 3 of them. And they actually have people in there when they have a service. So our work is cut out for us in Haiti, just as it's cut out for you here or for Brother Reese and his family as they go to Papua New Guinea. Our success, I believe, will depend on what we do with the Spirit of the living God. Do we yield to Him? Do we beg His presence? Do we beg His power? Are we willing to let Him have free reign in our life? I saw a sign at Pastor's house, and I was hoping that he would get to where he would turn his back, I was going to take it to the car. I believe this gentleman right over here is responsible for him getting that sign. I'm not too sure who it was, but said, Jesus reigns. Amen. And it was had to do with weather. But the way it was written, Jesus reigns, and I forgot the other half. So, and the sun shines, yeah. Don't get old, you'll forget a lot of things. Amen. But that's it, folks. Listen, it takes the water of life. And the water of life is the Lord Jesus Christ. And what we do for Him and by Him and through Him is because of what the Holy Spirit does in that river of water that we have received as we try to give it out to others. Amen? Amen. Father, I pray somehow that You'll use this message to speak to the hearts and minds and spirits of those that are here this evening and those that are listening by way of the live streaming, that what we do for Christ, we do because of what the Spirit does in our life. God, may we not develop within us a conscience that's been seared as with a hot iron. But God, may we, as the Apostle Paul say, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. May we do the same until You come to call us home. And we'll thank You and praise You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Preacher.